This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer and Leo Zagami with you for about the next 20 minutes. I'm seeing all kinds of headlines out of Italy. The government collapsing, government officials stepping down. There seems to be some sort of a, even maybe not the best phrase, but like a cold civil war, a war of words for sure happening. And so I always think of Leo Zagami from Italy, did a lot of great work exposing the Vatican, his great books. We sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, the greatest Italian-American accent in radio. So Leo Zagami joins me now. Leo, what is going on in Italy right now? Explain this to the audience.
Well, it's very hard to explain something that even the Italians seem to have problems in explaining. I mean,
yes.
I just saw the latest news, and they're giving like five different kind of solutions to the problem, which is basically a crisis that was created by a friend of Joe Biden, Matteo Renzi, who with the arrival of Joe Biden in the White House, he obviously tried to create a crisis so he can get back in government in a leading position, because his group, his political party, which only counts 3% of the national votes, is actually a non-existing party almost. But he's very influential because he's linked to both Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So Matteo Renzi has instigated this crisis. Giuseppe Conte was eventually forced to resign because he doesn't have the numbers anymore to conduct his government without this faction, this 3% faction led by Matteo Renzi. So we are in a crisis that, of course, has only a solution, a new government, but we don't know if now in the last couple of hours is going to be a new government with Giuseppe Conte, because they want to get him out of the way after he received the famous endorsement by Donald J. Trump, President Donald Trump, who endorsed Giuseppe Conte, and this is a war that, of course, of words, like you said, but there is a growing tensions in Italy, because people are pretty desperate, the lockdowns are never ending, and so this political charade is not really appreciated by anybody, and the fear that all these parties have is to actually go to the elections, because with the elections, the center-right will definitely win with a large majority. And at that point, though, the European Union will force them out of government in one way or another, because they don't want the center-right. They want a pro-European force in charge of Italy, now that the actual mess, this financial creature created by the European Union for the states that are victims of the pandemic, and that means billions of euros that are poured into the Italian finances, and of course there must be a government which is close to Brussels to be able to send forward this project. So it's all about really the money that the European Union is sending to Italy, and about not going back to the elections, because they know that they're going to fail. People are really upset with the latest government, but they were also very much upset with the fact that they voted for a center-right coalition to be in charge, and then last year suddenly there was the Matteo Salvini that was sent away, and then they substituted his political party with the party that actually was the opposition, the Democrat Party in Italy, which is of course conducted behind the scenes by people who are very close to both Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, who regularly goes to Italy, she's Italo-American, and she is of course also very close to the Italian mob, And it seems like in the end, the guy who is in charge of it all is the Italian president, who I really dislike. He's Sicilian. I'm half Sicilian myself. But he is actually the son of a mobster, a real mobster. So the president of Italy is basically creating this new option.
All right, we'll come back, Leo. We're taking a break here. But the point is, populist uprisings are happening all over the world, and the globalists hate it.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. For the long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Final segment that I'm here. I have Leo Zagami with me. John Rappaport going to take over after this segment. You know, Leo Zagami with us here, leozagami.com. I think that the general notion here is, and you're trying to get into some of the details, but it's very confusing, I think, for the whole world watching what's happening right now, including maybe for some people what they're seeing in America is probably confusing unless you really understand all the details. But as a general statement or a general kind of analysis here, you know, this is just another country like the United States or Brazil, Italy, Poland, that's having nationalistic populist uprisings against what they now see is as a threat to their nation state sovereignty. So whether that's the UN, whether that's the EU, whether that's the medical tyranny that we're seeing now with the fake pandemic COVID that's gone worldwide, you know, that's what they're trying to stop from happening. And so they demonize the people like Trump. They demonize the people like Conte. And so that's the problem here, is that you have the nationalistic uprising of people who are now aware of the New World Order. They don't want the UN. They don't want the EU. They vote themselves out of it, kind of like at Brexit. And then the establishment just says, no, you don't get that. You don't get to have Brexit. You don't get to have Trump. You don't get to have a resurgence of nationalism in Italy. And so it's just this, it's just kind of this push and this tug. You know, the old saying, an unstoppable force meets an immovable object. I mean, you know, that's the battle that we're seeing here. So what are the Italian people saying and thinking about this, I guess, aside from the confusion? I mean, because there is no doubt. I mean, Trump is massively popular, the most popular U.S. president in modern day history. I think he got 75 million votes minimum. I mean, I'd even make the argument more than that with what we've seen with some of the machines flipping votes to Biden. I think Trump maybe got 80 million plus votes, but we know at least 75 plus million. So what are the people in Italy saying about this, you know, the nationalistic, populistic uprising, which is just common sense, nation state sovereignty versus a global agenda? What are the people saying outside of the war of words that's happening inside the collapsing government?
Well, they are upset because, you see, Giuseppe Conte arrived into power thanks to the Five Star Movement, which was perceived as populist. But after they kicked out Matteo Salvini, and then at that point they placed this insane coalition with the Democrat Party, which was center-left, the people are really disappointed with the Five Star Movement, and they, of course, see as a last beacon of hope the League of Matteo Salvini. Salvini, but they are very worried because they want to place as a new prime minister Mario Draghi, who worked for Goldman Sachs, who was the head of the European Central Bank, and who is the choice of the Illuminati. The Academy of the Illuminati in Rome has always pushed for Mario Draghi as prime minister. So he's a Jesuit creature, and probably ultimately he's going to go and substitute Giuseppe Conte if he's not capable of putting together now the third coalition possibility that he's trying to, but I think it's going to be very difficult for him. Because there is this Matteo Renzi guy who, of course, wants to become foreign minister now that his friend Joe Biden is in the White House. So these people are all part of the same global insanity, global new world order led by China that is, of course, destroying sovereignty, and it's destroying populism because they perceive it as a very dangerous ideology. At the same time, we have, of course, the Vatican. The Vatican and the Pope, who has become more and more a political figure, criticizing any form of uprising, criticizing, of course, people who refuse the vaccine, and he himself took the vaccine because his personal doctor died on the 9th of January, but then soon after he started to feel sick after taking the vaccine. So now the Pope, sciatica, which is this sickness he's been suffering for years, is becoming actually worse after the vaccine, and there is a lot of worries in the Vatican because they didn't want the Pope to resign with Ratzinger still alive. Of course, it becomes then a political matter to elect the next Pope, but we know that Pope Francis has already nominated the right amount of cardinals to take over the next election and place another progressive Pope, because that's what they want to do. And Davos, you mentioned Davos in your show, of course, the Vatican also has given their support to the Great Reset, and it's more and more into this whole thing of destroying capitalism and substituting with communism. At the same time, there is more and more heresies in the Church that are not only tolerated but even promoted. We have had also an attack on a church here, a Catholic church here in the United States, a few days ago, by Antifa during a pro-life mass that was conducted, I think, by an archbishop, and it was in Ohio, and they stormed the church, and there were children present, and they were shouting profanities. And then we have also the Catholic LGBTQ community making a new movie about Jesus, and this is, of course, 1 year after what we have seen on Netflix, which was extremely controversial. This new movie is titled Wonderfully Made, LGBTQ R Religion, and basically this film, made by a film director who is Jewish but is married to a Catholic husband, is all about saying basically that Jesus has suffered just like us, and that if Jesus was here today, he would be protecting and working mainly for the LGBTQ community. I know that this sounds insane, but in this film, there is actually a Jesuit who appears in this film, and he's very famous amongst the gay community, and there is even an openly gay priest who works for Black Lives Matter. So this is becoming really totally insane. On one side, we see that they storm churches and they create, basically they are fighting pro-life priests, and instead they are supporting openly gay people who are priests.
And that's just a form of intimidation. It's like, oh, you know, be pro-LGBTQ or, you know, your church may get burned to the ground. And, you know, it's a weird thing because, I mean, I was raised Catholic. I grew up Catholic. Catholics really used to look up to the Pope. I mean, Pope John Paul II was a hero in the Catholic community. Now, like, the Pope isn't even influential on Catholics. Like, they've just, I mean, it's like it doesn't even exist. Nobody looks to the Vatican for leadership anymore. So the Catholic Church is kind of a loss in a way. But Leo, and by the way, you've made the prediction that they're going to announce probably before the end of the year that African cardinal is going to be the next pope. But in the last 90 seconds here, Leo, make a prediction. What do you think happens with the current situation? What's the conclusion of the current situation of the Italian government?
The Italian situation is simply a charade. In a way, you know, we see different kinds of charades being taking place. Here in the U.S., you unfortunately seen what has happened in Washington, D.C. In Italy, they haven't managed to riot or rebel in the same way, but they, of course, are taking away the interest of people from the main subject, which is being locked down in your own house. So all this political circus, in the end, serves only the purpose. The main purpose is to distract people. Because people, if they start thinking about the way they are oppressed and the fact that they have to continuously pay tax and continuously fill this system, which is completely corrupt and doesn't give any hope for them, 8 bars and restaurants out of 10 in northern Italy, and this is an official news that has been reported yesterday, will go bankrupt. So that means that the Italian economy is really on the verge of some very big problems, and the people are getting more and more upset. So how are you going to control these people? Well, they simply silence them with censorship.
LeoZagami.com. Leo, thank you for joining us today. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again soon. People are fighting back against the New World.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Here we are, folks. Good to be with you again here at InfoWars, John Rappaport. Leading with a story today, which is the tip of the iceberg, a video from a man who states that he is a nurse's assistant at a nursing home. He's obviously been working there for a while. And he is making the claim that many people are dropping like flies in the nursing home after they're being injected with a COVID vaccine. He is saying that some of his patients, people that he's been caring for, have been dying. Others who were walking are now not able to walk. Some are now no longer able to talk. So, I would ordinarily say, okay, so let's exercise extreme caution here because we can't verify that this account is absolutely true. But there is common sense data to back it up, which I have been supplying for months and months and months now. And that is the following. In the major clinical trials of the vaccine, it's pretty obvious that the elderly and frail were not accepted as volunteers in the clinical trials. Therefore, there was no way to tell what the effects of the experimental vaccine were on these people, who are the people who are living in nursing homes, who are now being pushed close to the front of the line to receive the COVID vaccine. Now, if people who are ordinarily fairly healthy who are receiving the vaccine are reporting adverse events, and we're seeing this breaking out all over the world, unable to perform daily duties, can't go to work, and then presumably, supposedly, they recover, and these are people who are either very healthy or fairly healthy, then what do you expect is going to be the effect of this vaccine on people who start out being frail, elderly, suffering from multiple health conditions for many years, have been treated for many years with toxic medications? What do you think is going to happen to these? It's obvious from a common sense point of view that many of them are going to become even more seriously ill, and many of them are going to die. We're talking about the forced, early, premature death of these people, the killing of these people via the vaccine, murder. That's what we're talking about. I expect this story to be gaining significant amount of force very quickly, in the upcoming days and weeks as reports leak out from nursing homes about what is happening to the frail and elderly who are getting the vaccine. Again, just use your common sense. What do you think is going to happen to these people who were excluded from the clinical trials of the vaccine for obvious reasons that the pharmaceutical companies did not want to have these people folding up and dying when they get the vaccine during the clinical trials? So they were excluded. Well, they're not excluded now. This is not a clinical trial. This is a vast guinea pig experiment on a global basis using a technology that has never been brought to market before called RNA technology. It's been tried and it's failed to come to market. Why? Because of the adverse effects on the people that it's been experimented with. Talking mainly about serious autoimmune reactions. The body basically attacks itself. If you have people who are in these nursing homes, be aware of this information. I can't overstress it. Now, on a somewhat related note, I want to point to the shocking research of a woman from Canada named Christine Massey. She and her colleagues, for many months now, have been sending Freedom of Information Act requests to public health agencies in Canada and in other parts of the world. Very specific requests to provide records that prove and show that the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, has ever really been isolated from a diseased patient. And in these FOIA requests, the conditions are very clearly spelled out. We're talking about the SARS-CoV-2 virus being separated out from any surrounding material, any other viruses, bacteria, cellular material, genetic debris, etc., etc. Requesting that these public health agencies come through and provide records that show that this purported virus, SARS-CoV-2, which is said to be the cause of a worldwide pandemic, has ever really truly been isolated from a patient. Translation, has it ever really been proved to exist? So as I've recently reported at No More Fake News, what Christine Massey and her colleagues have discovered, in 46 separate cases where they submitted these FOIA requests to public health agencies in Canada and other parts of the world, the number of records that were returned to them supposedly proving that this virus has ever been isolated is zero. Zero, zero, zero records have been produced in 46 separate instances. Typical reply goes something like this. We have no records of at the agency here that would satisfy your request. Now, this is completely astonishing. Talking about, yeah, there's a website for those of you who are watching here, Fluoride Free Peel. These public health agencies are admitting that they have no records proving that the virus has ever been isolated. And this isn't just one agency, 46. We'll be back after the break.
have the technocrats who are controlling the food supply, secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in for the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Back to the second segment here. Got two stories concerning Biden and Trump. Perhaps you've noticed that some of the governors are now talking about, well, we're going to loosen up the lockdown somewhat now. And because statistics show that blah, blah, blah. No, the statistics, which are all fake anyway, are not showing anything. it's obvious that, well, Biden has been installed as president, so now we've done our job, the governors are thinking, and so now we can start loosening up the lockdowns. Because, obviously, part of the whole scenario here was ensuring that titanic numbers of mail-in ballots would be used in the election, which would make stealing it very much easier and keeping people at home rather than showing up at the polls, which shows you the depth of the need to get rid of Trump, the depth of that operation to get rid of him. Of course, we've seen over the past 5-6 years, predating his election in the first place, how serious that move was. But when you consider that, oh, it's very serious lockdowns, we've got to lock down everybody, oh, Biden's elected, okay, well, you know, actually we can loosen up the lockdowns a little bit now, for now anyway, and we do need to open up the economy, blah, blah, blah. I mean, talk about cynical criminality on the part of these grotesque, hideous, gargoyle governors. It's absolutely astounding. And so from there, we move to the impeachment process now taking place in the U.S. Senate to impeach Trump. It reminds me, if you remember the old comedy Animal House, where the dean tells the fraternity, actually, you've been on, what did he call it, something like super secret probation, and you violated your probation, so therefore you're banned from campus. I mean, this impeachment trial, you know, raising serious constitutional questions, come on. This is like a mock trial being staged at some hokey law school which barely is able to graduate students. And the mock trial is being put on and carried out by the worst of those students, parading as if they're really lawyers and, in this case, really legislators in the Senate. I mean, the whole thing has absolutely no value, meaning whatsoever, except propaganda value for extreme yokels and rubes who actually think that the Constitution has something to say about impeaching a president who has already left office, when in fact all you have to do is read the Constitution and you see, A, that the impeachment trial has only to do with removing a sitting president, not a president who is no longer sitting but has left the presidency, and B, that this impeachment trial has to be presided over by the head of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice, which in this case is John Roberts, who has said that he's not going to preside over this, and that he really doesn't care to comment on why not. I mean, you know, this guy is supposed to be the number one lawyer in the country. So you would think that if he is saying, I'm not going to preside over this impeachment trial, that he's going to make a statement about why not, to inform the people of America, what? That the trial is a sham, that it isn't legitimate, it isn't constitutional, it isn't legal, it has absolutely no merit or meaning whatsoever, that it's nothing more than a propaganda exercise being carried out by rhinos and Democrats, that he's going to say something. But he refrains. Ah, yes, he refrains. And, of course, the media are going along with the following narrative. Well, you see, if it were an impeachment of a sitting president, then the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts, would be presiding. But since this is a different sort of impeachment, then Patrick Leahy, who is, been serving in the Senate as a Democrat since 1843, he is stepping up to the plate to preside over this different kind of impeachment. Yeah, the different kind of impeachment, which is no impeachment whatsoever, which is at best a mock trial being carried out by idiots, which has no meaning whatsoever under the Constitution, no legal value, nothing whatsoever to do with fact or law in the United States. But rhinos and Democrats are very seriously pretending that it does in fact have something to do with a legal proceeding, which tells you something about these people and their character, right? Okay, boys and girls, now here's the deal. Keep a straight face when you talk to the press. Don't break out in a grin. Don't start laughing uncontrollably when you say that we're going to stage an impeachment of a president who is no longer president in contravention of the Constitution, and that the Chief Justice is not going to preside, but we're going to take one of the oldest hack jobs in the Senate, Pat Leahy, and we're going to prop him up and put him there at the head to preside over this fake trial. Don't break up laughing and smiling and grinning and falling down because you can't stop laughing. You've got to keep a straight face about the whole thing as we proceed in impeaching the president who is not a president, who is now a private citizen. Right? And even if this fails, which it looks like it's going to get a two-thirds vote from the Senate, keep in mind, boys and girls, that we can always come back after the midterm elections if we get enough rhinos and Democrats to make it happen again. And we can impeach Trump 30 years from now if we have to, whatever it takes to completely erase him and all of his supporters as if they never existed, because they're dangerous, because they're extremely dangerous, because for one reason or another, we don't know why they care about something called freedom, which we're in the process of completely outlawing in every form that we can possibly think of, so that we make everybody into slaves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the picture, folks. That's what's going on with the so-called impeachment that is taking place now in the Senate. And again, as I'm turning the page here in my notes, I have to take the lawyers to task. I'm talking about not the lawyers in the country who are speaking out and saying that the whole thing is a sham and a farce, but the thousands of other lawyers who know it's a sham and a farce and are not saying anything. I'm not talking about the fact that they have to file cases in courts. They have to write. They have to speak out. They have to do podcasts. They have to go on shows. They have to say the whole thing is illegitimate. It's unconstitutional. It's insane. And any bar association that doesn't say it's insane loses all credibility. Why aren't they speaking up? Because they're cowards. Because they're fakes and frauds. That's why. Because they don't deserve to be called attorneys. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere after the break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight.
Okay, last segment here in this hour, John Rappaport. Got to say something about Biden. This is another one of these. How can we possibly believe this? Talking about the mental incapacity of the man. You know, in 1988, he suffered a brain aneurysm and pulmonary thrombosis, had two surgeries. This was very serious. Wasn't some, you know, little light business here. And to anybody but the slumbering, his mental cognitive decline was obvious. There have been numerous videos made. You're looking at one who if you're watching now, with a pen. Where do I put the pen? How do I get it in my pocket? He's walking out past a line of Marines, and he says, "Salute the Marines," but he doesn't salute them. He's listening, it appears, to somebody in his earpiece saying, "Salute the Marines," but instead of saluting them, he repeats what they're telling him. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. This was apparent long ago to any except the slumbering. It was apparent when he announced for the presidency. It was apparent during the campaign, if you want to call it a campaign. I mean, he was talking with dozens of people, you know, who would show up at these little rallies and so forth. Very, very light campaigning, minimal, to keep him away from the public. And gaffes and confusions and incoherence and so on and so forth. My point being, during the campaign, did any rhino, Republican, seriously hammer on this as being very dangerous? Did any mainstream media outlet hammer on this? Say, hey, we're in the process of possibly electing, installing a seriously impaired man as the next president of the United States. A disabled human. Where are his medical records? We understand they're confidential and so forth. But, you see, when somebody is running as a candidate for a major party for the presidency of the United States, doesn't it stand to reason that we have a right to know whether he is coherent, whether he is cognitively challenged on a physical level to a very serious degree and is in rapid decline? Yes? No? Are we not able to find out this information? Because from all outward signs, that's what we're seeing. Doesn't matter if he's Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Constitutional Party, Martian Party. What difference does it make? This guy could be elected as the next president, and we demand to know, and we are not going to stop demanding to know. And I pointed this out in articles at the time. The guy is in serious trouble. That's what you would say if he was just another guy. He can't remember. He can't articulate. He's confusing one thing with another. We're on the verge, possibly, of electing or installing or faking our way into putting this man in the Oval Office. But media outlets are under orders to stay away from this. Don't bring it up, etc., etc. Don't even mention it. No, 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 no. This is the only Democrat with any kind of name recognition who isn't considered too radical on the left like Sanders or Warren to, you know, even have a chance at the presidency, and we have to shut up about it, and we can't talk about it, we can't bring it up, and that's et cetera, et cetera. And now we look around, and there is this guy sitting in the Oval Office. I mean, when people say that America is beginning to look like a joke in the eyes of other nations, and they cite various ridiculous reasons for saying that, here's an actual reason for saying. Look what they did in America. They elected this guy, and I'm not even confident that he knows his name all the time. It's just beyond the pale. It's beyond belief. With a guy like that, it doesn't matter what his policies are, because does he remember what his policies are? Does it matter? Because he's obviously being controlled as a puppet on strings by a committee, by people behind him. And those of you watching see a picture of Biden from the early years before, I would say, the surgeries and so forth. I watched him in the old days on the Sunday talk shows where he was a frequent guest as a foreign policy wonk in the Senate, because he's been in the Senate forever. He was a sharp talker. I didn't agree with what he was saying or his policies, but he was a sharp talker. He was quick. You know, one of the usual idiot hosts would ask him a softball question, and he would give you the answer. Russia, you see, here's what Russia's actually been doing, and this and so forth, and this is what we have to do. And here we've tried these negotiations, whatever, whatever. He was fully cognizant, aware of his mental capacity, and was exercising it. But all of that has completely changed. And America has descended, at least half of it anyway, into the depths of such idiocracy that an entire presidential campaign could be conducted and nobody in major media or major politics hammers on the fact relentlessly over and over again that we have to see this guy's records, medical records, because we could be electing somebody who is medically incompetent, who is severely disabled as president. Didn't happen at all. Yeah, there were occasional mentions of this, and people would giggle and say, can you believe this guy? I'm not talking about that. This gives you an indication of where the hypnotic level and the IQ level of at least half the country have sunk. And you could say, well, they just didn't care because all they wanted to do was get rid of Trump, and it didn't matter which Democrat they dragged across the finish line. In this case, it was Biden. Yeah, true. But, again, the man is severely disabled, meaning totally unreliable in what he says, thinks, remembers, signs, you know, as in executive orders, signs, advocates from day to day. And I can hear people saying, well, yeah, but, you know, so what? Yeah, so what? So what, huh? I mean, of course, it's obvious. Kamala Harris is waiting in the wings to take over when Biden is unable to finish his term and all of that. We understand all of this. New World Order accelerates, etc., etc. But I'm just getting to the ground level fact here. The nation has to be rescued from basic idiocracy completely. Thinking people have to think and speak out on every level as to what is going on. John Rappaport here for InfoWars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.